Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Atlee Hamaker. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Castano reaches third base with a triple. Hatcher scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mackinnon juggles the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Brett steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Washington moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Engel reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Washington scores. Ward moves to third. It's 4-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Way then scores. Hurdle moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Gale now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Brett steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from way then and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Engel is hit by the pitch. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by way then for a passed ball. Engel moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Weyden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weyden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weyden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Way then. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Way then steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mackanin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran takes first base on ball four. Castano moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Washington reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. Gaetti scores. Corcoran moves to third. It's 7-2, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Castano fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Schattinger now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatcher is hit by the pitch. Engel moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Castano is hit by the pitch. Engel moves to third. Hatcher moves to second. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for John Castano. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes.